This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're at Fort Fest 2019. It's year number 3 of this decentralized libertarian camping festival. With you here in our remote studio, it's Ian.
Are
you?
And Vincent.
And we're, of course, happy to talk to you about whatever you want, but you have to be here. You have to kind of come up and actually physically hang out. In reality, there are no phone lines. There's no calling anybody here for the next few days as we're at Rogers Campground. In fact, we're not even sure if we could do a live show if we wanted to. So we're recording here during the daytime, hanging out. That means we get to just chill out at nighttime, which is, of course, pretty optimal in a situation like this, because there's, you know, all kinds of people chilling and partying, and it's going to be better tonight because last night was super slow, being the first night. This will be the first night where everybody's off work, right?
And
like
dry.
People that work during the week. It's dried out today for sure, and the sun's out, even though it's a nice kind of breezy day. Just, you really couldn't ask for a nicer day.
Tomorrow's going to be nicer.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Every day
nice.
After today is going to be even nicer than the one before. It's going to be warmer. It's going to be sunnier. It's
perfect.
Going to be brighter.
Looking forward to it. So still plenty of time for you to join us. Go to forkfest.party to learn more. As we continue on, a little bit more about this Facebook coin. If you're just tuning in, Facebook is promoting that they're going to be launching a so-called stable coin tied to multiple government currencies around the world.
I assume what this will ultimately mean in practice is that you can exchange the currency, probably through Facebook, for some other government currency. Rather than
That's
actually
confusing to me. I don't know.
Like, if the value of a yen at any given time is 237 for $1, then at that time you want to facilitate that exchange, you would get 237 yen.
But then that suggests that they would still be tying it to the dollar. Because then the amount of yen would be changing.
The truth of the world situation, though, is that all of these other currencies are valued relative to the U.S. dollar.
But we haven't yet heard what Facebook means when they say they're going to tie it to a basket of currencies.
They mean decentralized, privacy, friendliness.
No.
For me, when I think they say, like, a basket, like, just the first thing that pops up to my mind is, like, a mutual fund where you have, mm-hmm. you know, all sorts of different stocks and things. And you might have, say, like, you know, the basket's, like, 50% is based in, like, U.S. dollars and then the rest is based in others. That's the only thing I could think of when they say a basket.
Yeah, but what's that going to mean when you want to cash one of these things out into yen or dollars or what is really confusing.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up, because like what you said, the only so far the only practical application for this this coin is you said, like you just suggested, might be through trading for advertisements. But like the whole thing I've been wondering this whole time is, what's the point? Like, why would
Facebook
someone
wants
want
companies
to
adopt this?
I mean, but to in order to do what with it?
To spend,
control how
to
we spend our money. To take the whole point of cryptocurrency and neuter it.
They want companies like, you know, just companies you would buy from, Walmart or Amazon or whatever, to accept Facebook coin.
Because otherwise they're going to be taking Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And that's what scares them.
And you know, I mean, it's do they give like a selling, you know, what does it say it's its main selling point?
Well, Facebook themselves has not started to promote this to the consumer yet. At this point, all the news about Facebook coin has been sort of in the business realm of, oh, we have investors. Here are our investors. But even Facebook hasn't announced those publicly. It's a source inside Facebook who's leaked the information to the Wall Street Journal, who's saying that MasterCard and Visa and PayPal and Uber. So if Uber's investing, then that suggests that Uber will at some point take this coin, right? That they see some sort of benefit in having a stake in the coin that they're accepting. Now, what that's going to mean for them as far as profits or margins or what, we don't know. And how Facebook is going to pitch this to people, you know, we don't know. We do know that Facebook has a payments platform. They already have this. It's called Facebook Payments, if I recall correctly. Have you ever used it?
I have not.
So,
I bought advertising through Facebook, but they're really bad at it.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't charge me the right amount, and then like, hey, we couldn't charge this old car of yours for 6 cents. And I was like, well, why didn't you take the 6 cents when you took the rest of it, you idiots?
So Facebook kind of has this sort of Venmo-like platform where you can put your debit card information into Facebook and then send money to another Facebook user. Are you familiar with this?
I've never used it myself, but
you know
it exists. If you mention money in a in like a messenger chat, I've seen it says, "Oh, do you want to send the money?"
And yeah, that's right. So I think they want to replace their current payments platform with one that uses their own currency, right? That's kind of the idea here.
Why not just use PayPal?
Well,
I mean, PayPal isn't ideal either, but they do already exist.
Because they're not in control. Now PayPal's going to be an investor. And even though and Facebook is apparently claiming that they won't be in control of this, which is just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, Facebook is going to give up control of power over people.
Yeah.
I believe that.
So they say here in this story from Forbes.com announcing some more details on this that it may explain the rush from these investors, as well as the reports that fintech firm Stripe, travel reservation site Booking.com, and e-commerce site Mercado Libre have all signed on to the project. Facebook's digital currency, finally, they called it, that's actually what they referred to it as here, finally, it's not a cryptocurrency, it's a digital currency, will no doubt be integrated into their social media platform, allowing its users to operate a digital currency with ease and across borders, but more so, it could also be integrated into its wholly owned apps, including WhatsApp, Messenger, and Instagram, bringing its currency potential exposure to a combined 2.7 billion users every month. There was a big push in 2018 and through this year for enterprises to find uses for blockchain technology. It has come off the back of 2017, which was a year full of hype around cryptocurrencies. Because of this hype and speculation, cryptocurrency became a bit of a dirty word, says Forbes, as the significant enterprises prefer to rather mull permission blockchains and packable enterprise blockchain solutions. I don't know what words just came out of my mouth.
It sounded like a lot of word salad. I mean,
yeah, did that make any sense at all?
It sounds like something that they put in just to get people's attention who know very little about crypto but understand the buzzwords.
I'm going to try to read this one more time, and let's see if we can figure out what this person is saying. Darren Pollock, the author here. Cryptocurrency became a bit of a dirty word, talking about the hype in 2017 surrounding, let's say, the ICOs, these investment things. A lot of them fell flat on their face, were scams and all that. As the significant enterprises preferred to rather mull meaning to think over, right? Permissioned blockchains, permission meaning you'd have to ask permission to join it, which is atypical for cryptocurrency, so that would be more like Facebook's blockchain.
Or Ripple, or TokenPay.
Right, and packable enterprise blockchain solutions. That's where I'm lost completely.
Well, the sentence doesn't really... I mean, from a copy editor's point of view, I mean, this doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
Well, I think what they're referring to on that is things like blockchain software being used for other purposes. Like there was the vegetables on a blockchain thing and you know, keeping track of diesel fuel on a blockchain, all of that. Shipments, importing, exporting. That's probably what they're referring to. There is some sort of package software that allows...
a company could then buy to apply to their business. Right.
So rather than using like Google Docs.
Or
Google Sheets,
you wouldn't have
whatever.
To create your own. Right?
Right.
Somebody else is going to make the software and then you just use it.
And that's speculation. I don't know that's what
that
they're
could
referring
be right.
to.
That could be right. Because there is a lot of buzz around blockchain, just generally as a technology. And I think we touched on this earlier, but maybe didn't flesh it out entirely. Where it can benefit a company to have its ledger copied in multiple locations, even if it's not truly decentralized. Meaning that if the shipping company that you talked about is tracking things on a blockchain, and the blockchain exists at their five locations instead of just at one location, a dishonest employee who wanted to cook the books wouldn't have access to the other five locations of the blockchain. And since this ledger is distributed to those five locations, if they tried to edit one of those entries on one of them, the other four would reject it.
Right.
So it's a way of preventing scams from happening. It's a way of making sure that data is honest, even within a closed organization. So blockchain can be useful for an individual corporation. For our purposes, however, of being decentralized and having control of our own finances, Facebook Coin does not make any sense whatsoever. Here is the wrap-up from the Forbes article. Facebook's decision to embrace a blockchain-based digital currency will be a massive step in legitimizing the other half of the blockchain ecosystem. No doubt, there will be a considerable difference between the likes of Bitcoin and Facebook's coin. But the hope that this will be that this experiment proves that when over 2 billion people are using cryptocurrencies, there is a niche it can fill. So again, this is not going to be a cryptocurrency. If you think Facebook coin is going to be a cryptocurrency, you're going to be disappointed. That's my prediction.
Absolutely. It's going to be a digital currency, and you can, you know, use it essentially like PayPal, but being digital is not being crypto.
Yeah, it's not going to get you away from the banks, as MasterCard and Visa are investors. So, we got more coming up here on Free Talk Live. Let's get into some shocking copyright video game related news. Come on.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto-related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto-related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2019 here on day number two. Go to ForkFest.party to learn more about the event. And also, we've done a lot of cryptocurrency talk here. And you know what? It's a good time to talk about it. Bitcoin's up. Today, Bitcoin over $8,400. So it's been the last few days. It's been a good last few months for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. And if you're trying to reach the crypto market, or maybe you want to spread awareness of your crypto technology, you need to have a communications company that specializes in the field, leveraging 35-plus different brands, part of the Investor Brand Network, and more than 5,000 downstream distribution partners. Cryptocurrency Wire combines the power of specialization with mass market reach. With their help, you can start connecting with crypto-friendly journalists and more than 1.6 million followers. Their commitment is to get the most eyes possible on your big news while it's fresh. Domestic, international, they can reach 56 different countries and even provide translation services. Even if your company is an important, relevant newsmaker, you need someone that specializes in the crypto field to get your message heard. That's CryptoCurrencyWire.com, and we've even used them here at Free Talk Live. It's CryptoCurrencyWire.com. As we continue, here is the sun has been hidden temporarily. I expect it's going to come back. We're looking at the weather report here at Lancaster, New Hampshire's Rogers Campground. There's a little spot of rain clouds in the sky, but I think it'll pass over relatively soon, even if we do get a few drops here in a few moments. It's been a beautiful day here so far, and the weather's been much nicer than it was yesterday. So come on out and join us. Go to ForkFest.party to learn more about what we're doing here with this decentralized libertarian camping event. It's Ian and Aria and Vincent here in the studio, and I said I had a video game related story, but we can hold off on that because I know, Vincent, I mentioned something about you having a story, I think, at the beginning of the show. It's about biological warfare. What does that mean? What's going on?
Oh, absolutely. And so it's not necessarily, you know, this article isn't new. It talks about new developments, but this is the one thing that I've been, I don't want to say like dreading, you know, versus the opposite of looking forward to about coming here, is just the danger of ticks, right? You know, Lyme disease is Ooh. Such a big issue. I know, I know people who've been affected by Lyme disease.
By the way, I have a tick removing device with me, so if anybody gets one on them, I can take care of it.
Oh, it's good. Very good to know. Very good to know. Yeah. And it's just, yeah, and it's sort of this disease sort of just appears out of nowhere, and I did some research into it. And this is from actually, in this article, it's not from Zero Hedge. It's not from, you know,
Natural
News or InfoWars. It's from National Geographic.
Okay, and that's a respectable publication.
Yeah, mainstream, as they'd call it. And so it's buried in the article. The article is about, like, new developments regarding Lyme disease, that there's a study that says it might be sexually transmitted.
Whoa.
But it goes to, you know, what I thought the most important thing about the article, which
By the way, there's a town in New Hampshire called Lyme, New Hampshire.
And the article title is what
Sounds
is
like a wonderful place to live.
No, actually, I had buddies. It's very rich. You got to be rich to live there. I had some friends from high school who live there. Very sort of similar to this area.
I've heard it's a really rural place.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah. It's the title is "What is Lyme Disease? New Findings Deepen the Mystery." It's by Jarrett Liotta, but going down, it goes, what I was surprised was, it goes into some of what people would say the fringe or conspiracy, and it talks about the origin, what, you know, one proposed origin of Lyme disease.
The government created it. I feel like I've heard that before.
Yeah, Plum Island.
Tell me more. I don't know
Absolutely.
What that is.
And, you know, they go into in the article, I just got a, it's difficult on my phone, I don't have my laptop, but, so, my understanding when I first looked into it, because it said, Plum Island is...
And where is this?
It's off. Here we go. So one theory, this is from the article, compelling but controversial about the sudden emergence of a disease, referring to Lyme disease, in Connecticut, blames the accidental release of infected ticks during experiments at Plum Island Animal Disease Center on Long Island. Long Island Sound, about 8 miles south of Lyme, which is not Lyme,
Connecticut.
Yeah, Lyme, Connecticut. Originally operated by the U.S. Army, then by the Department of Agriculture, and now by the Department of Homeland Security, the facility's official mandate is defense research relating to agricultural bioterrorism. A book by Michael Carroll called Lab 257 cites post-World War II experiments on Plum Island that involves using ticks as disease vectors for germ warfare.
I mean, whether the book is true or not, just like with a fire, you can look at a map over time and, you know, find out something's epicenter.
Exactly,
And
yeah.
Plum Island is the epicenter of the spread of Lyme disease.
Really?
Absolutely, and they don't let anyone fly over there. There was, I remember this, the Plum Island was in the news because the Lisa, I think it was the Kardashians were filming, you know, their garbage reality series or something, and they wanted to fly, you know, they were like flying their jet or whatever, and they were getting too close to Plum Island, and the government told them to back off, and it was on camera. So that's how a decent amount of people heard about that. And, you know, me, I just looked it up. I heard of the theory probably on some talk radio someplace, and I just think it's just gone. I think it's a good sign that that theory is being discussed on National Geographic, because it's, I think people's got to realize that not everything is just like, it's like an accident, right? Like, all sorts of terrible things happen, and people want to cover it up, say it's an accident, but it's, you know, it's important to, it's always an accident, but I think it's important to keep an open mind and think that...
So the idea is the government on Plum Island infected ticks with Lyme disease?
Well, in fact, they invented Lyme disease. That it was, the Lyme disease is part of a biological warfare to use against livestock or maybe even people, and that it either was...
And then
it either
the tick contracted it? On accident, basically?
No, they were using ticks as the test subjects, essentially.
I see.
And that it was either accidentally released or it was purposefully released just to, For what? Who knows? And I mean, I just think
to
it's
see
like,
what happens.
And yeah, and I mean, I think it's in. This is the. And what I was trying to say earlier is this is an instance where there's just so much, like, you know, they call it circumstantial evidence, but there's just so much, and it's like what Aria said about the epicenter and everything. That I'm glad finally National Geographic and, you know, so-called mainstream sources are finally, you know, looking at it and at least addressing it, right? Because so many times there'd be. Like, you know, regarding to the JFK or 9/11, they would, you know, there'd be alternative theories into what the government said, and they just immediately say, you know what, the government didn't say that. They deny all the allegations, so we're not going to talk about it as a conspiracy theory.
Okay.
In
so
this
let's,
case, we're not doing that.
Let's say it comes out. Let's say some files get released.
John McAfee releases the...
McAfee's got his 31 terabytes, and in there it says that Plum Island government facility released Lyme disease. They created this. And it was absolutely the federal government's fault. Okay, now what?
Burn it.
Burn the facility?
At the government, but yeah, sure, burn the facility too.
Well, my one reservation about that is that, you know, the facility might then be used to, come up with a cure for it. Because other parts of the article that is, it's a very long article, go in and that a lot of people aren't happy with the progress being made about regarding research into Lyme disease and treatment. Because it's, I mean, at least for me, it seems like a new thing. I remember going out into the woods all the time, and, you know, when my father was a boy going out into the woods, and you never had to worry about Lyme disease. And then now, you know, you get a tick, you don't notice it, you have a red ring, and then you're a vegetable the next, you know, few months later. It's absolutely
a
horrifying.
It's a scary thing, for sure, and it does seem to be worse in New England, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Where I'm from, you know, we knew about the threat of Lyme disease and things like that, but it never...
You never heard about it.
No, I spent plenty of time playing in the woods,
right.
And I don't know anyone who ever contracted Lyme disease.
So, if this information comes out, and it's confirmed, like, it's no longer a theory, it's no longer circumstantial, it's 100% guaranteed the U.S. government was behind Lyme disease, obviously nobody's going to burn down the government, right? Like, that's not going to happen. So what do you do?
When I say burn down, I don't mean kill anyone.
All right, well, hold on. Let's talk more about it coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You can join us. Oh, wait. Did I just give out the phone number? You can't call that number. I'm so used to it. We're here on the campground, so you got to join us in real life. Pork Fest.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump largely standing by comments in an ABC News interview about possibly accepting dirt on a political opponent from a foreign source, though in a subsequent interview he says he would report anything fishy to the proper authorities.
They say, he would accept it. Well, if I don't listen, you're not going to know. Now, if I thought anything was incorrect or badly stated, I'd report it to the Attorney General, the FBI. I'd report it to law enforcement. Absolutely.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signing a bill to ban any sanctuary cities in the state of Florida. The new law also forces local law enforcement to work with ICE. Organizations opposed to the measure say it will create a larger rift between law enforcement and those here illegally because of fear. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2019. You can go to ForkFest.party to learn more about the event. And, of course, if you want to support what we do here on Free Talk Live, please join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. If you support what we do, the best way to support us, besides listening, which we certainly appreciate, and sharing us on your favorite social media sites, which is also appreciated, is to join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is it's $5 a month that you can use PayPal, you can use credit cards, or you can use Bitcoin BTC to join. No, we're not taking Facebook coin, and I don't expect that we will. But amp.freetalklive.com. You can help us get on more radio stations. We've got over 200 great stations that air the show at various times throughout the week. And we can hit 300. It is possible. But we do need your help in order to do it. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get some cool perks. And you can join longtime amplifiers like Nathan Dunk, who is an amplifier who's a platinum. He's giving $25 per month to Free Talk Live. Oh, God, I think he sent me an email saying how to pronounce his name. I think it might be actually Dank. Either way, Nathan, thank you. I remember the email, and I apologize for maybe botching your name. But you know what? We're not perfect here at Free Talk Live, and nobody has ever claimed to be. But we definitely appreciate people supporting our show through the AMP program, and you get some cool perks and benefits as well by doing it over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here talking about Lyme disease, possibly according to a National Geographic story, Vincent, that you were bringing up.
Baylissa is one possible theory.
What were the other ones? Do you recall?
They magically appeared out of nowhere one day.
Oh, well, yeah. Evolution, yeah.
And,
But I just want to answer you. You know, we were talking about before about if let's say you know it's totally proven the documents get leaked, and you know whether or not the government or the facility will catch fire. But I mean, I think if it does, nothing's going to happen because just you've had in the past all sorts of leaks came out where the government
exactly
was, like Operation Northwoods comes to mind. Operation Northwoods was a proposed plan. It was an official plan. You know, usually Wikipedia is a spin machine and it covers up for all sorts of government corruption. They, you know, they say it's verified. It was a proposed plan to create a bunch of false flag attacks on American soil to, like, including blowing up airliners, civilians, to get the United States into war with Cuba. So,
right.
And, you know, so the own government is had a plan to fake terror attacks to get the nation into a war. That's been declassified. People know, you know, you could just go on the internet and find out. And we see the same government that planned that is the same government we have today. Nothing happened.
That was kind of the thing I was leading to, is no matter what shocking information comes out about the government here, we have the tents like being blown to pieces
here. The peace flag.
So no matter what shocking information comes out about things that the U.S. government does, you know, people just keep on going about their business. And
they prefer comfort over the unknown.
Right.
And the idea of abolishing it is the unknown.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why libertarianism, you know, or voluntarism doesn't catch fire, you know, because of that fear that people have. You know, we're working against fear, and humans are motivated by pleasure, and humans are motivated by fear, right? And fear is a particularly motivating thing. It will stop someone dead in their tracks from doing something that they might want to do. Like, somebody might like the idea of being free, but on the other hand, it's kind of scary.
Well, governments killed like 300 million people in the 20th century, somewhere around that.
Yeah.
So it really doesn't matter how deadly anarchism could potentially be. Even in their worst fever dream, we're not going to rack up a body count anywhere near that.
That's
without
true.
A state. But it doesn't matter.
That's a logical thing to say, but logic doesn't necessarily, you know,
no,
eliminate
because it's
fear.
A great big question mark for them. They don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen under an anarchic society.
Sure.
But I have reason to believe that it would be largely peaceful, certainly more peaceful than what we have today, where we have to use applications and things like that in order to avoid these thugs that are out on the streets attempting to kidnap and harass people.
Mm-hmm. You mean the police?
I do.
I just want to say, like, one line of thinking I've been subscribing to is we already live in this, it's like an anarcho-tyranny, except, you know, when people talk about anarchy, they say, oh, well, instead of a government, you're going to have warlords. Well, we have warlords who call themselves a government. So yeah. It's not really much of a change, I imagine, compared to this, compared to Mad Max.
Yeah, well, that's the point people miss with Mad Max and The Road Warrior, is that it's probably the most anarchic thing ever written. The gangs of Mad Max are states. It is states fighting against one another, waging war on a much smaller scale.
Well, right. I mean,
but we already live in the world of Mad Max.
That's the point that the Christian anarchist has made more than once, and I think he's very, you know, prescient to make it when he's called the show, a regular caller of ours, pointing out that we're living in anarchy. Just the gang is so large and so effective. Like, you know, we know the government's ineffective at most everything it does, but one thing it's done very effectively is stay in control, is be the most successful criminal gang in a given geographic area. And I'm not just talking about the U.S. government. I mean the Russian government or the fill-in-the-blank government, whatever their territory is. They're the most successful criminal gang. They're so successful that they've managed to convince people that they're something else. You
yeah.
know, they're running
they're
the
benevolent.
Schools. They're running the schools.
Yeah.
They'll give you a
terribly, but they are running.
Yeah, exactly. Well, part of the important part of running the schools is they get to tell you history. They get to tell you propaganda, whatever it is they want you to believe. And so that's one of the reasons why they're so entrenched, is because they've literally given everyone a brainwashing
yep.
as part of their so-called education. And so, you know, trying to undo that is a lifelong process, and that's, you know, it's a slow, slow thing. And I know that's frustrating to some people, like our co-host Mark Edge, who this week was bellyaching about the Liberty Movement on the air while he was on with Rich Paul on an earlier show this week. Talking about how he wants to move somewhere else and that the migration project here has been a failure and, you know, all this stuff. And
Ian, there's no freedom here. We got to go to Eastern Europe. That's where the freedom is. Right. Yeah, sure, you can't own drugs or you'll be executed, but there's not too many police officers per capita per mile.
You're bringing up this idea that Mark had recently to move to a place called Abkhazia.
I'm never going to let him live that down.
Yeah. He's always got some sort of project of the moment where he believes that he can actually pay a government to leave him alone.
Well, I mean, we do every single day. That's what taxation is. That's
they keep
what
coming back
are.
For more.
Yeah, not, it's not permanent.
But
no.
These people, Mark
believes. It's a protection fee. It's
Mark,
a racket.
Right, but Mark believes he can pay some arbitrary amount and that they'll leave him alone. For good.
Why does he believe this?
I don't know. I really don't know. And
I don't think governments tend to leave people alone.
No, they don't. Especially ever. If you show them you've got money and you're willing to give it to them. Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah, well, sure. Yeah, you can pay us that. We'll give you that land. Sure, free and clear. No problem. Here, we'll just go. $10 million? Now, let's make it 20. $20 million. Okay, cool. Thanks. Now it's your land. Then, 10 years later, they come back.
Has Mark ever met a Native American? Because
right.
I think they could enlighten him about how this tends to play out.
Yeah. I just don't buy it for a moment. Now, he does bring up an example of, what is it? There's some sort of, like, Milan or... There's some city that starts with an M that's like a city-state or something that apparently did buy their supposed sovereignty or whatever.
There's Christiania or something like that as well.
Country. So he has some sort of a success story that he points to, but yet he doesn't want to go live there. So obviously, it didn't work out. So I don't know. I'm not saying they shouldn't try it by all means. I mean, maybe we can be proven wrong. Maybe there is some island government or whatever somewhere in the world that's willing to like honor their agreement and take a one-time bribe in order to never come back in order to leave you alone. But until I see it happening for a couple of decades, I'm not going to believe that it's possible.
And it's like a government in none of its right mind, if one could say they have one, would let any group of people do that, because at least, in the past when the Romans would let some of the German barbarians settle, they'd say, okay, do you do this service for us, fight in our wars and we'll give you this territory and you'll leave us alone, right? And you see how that ended.
Sure,
that's not,
buddy.
That's why, exactly, that's why we have, they say Anglo-Saxon, England, because the local Britons, the Celts, they invited the Anglo-Saxons into Britain to fight for them, and the Anglo-Saxons, they loved it so much they decided to stay.
We got more coming up here in moments. The final segment is next of this second edition of Free Talk Live from ForkFest. ForkFest.party is our website, or their website, or someone's website.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2019 in the final segment of the second episode of what will be a five-episode series from the third edition of ForkFest, the decentralized camping festival that is definitely picking up today. There's some people setting up their campsites. We've got the folks from AnyPay.Global. They're now apparently going to be working in the rain because it is raining out right now down there, working to set up that monstrous geodesic dome.
I actually
tent.
Don't think they're there. I really? Think they went to buy a larger ladder.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering how they were going to get up to the top of that thing. But they're going to be working all day putting that together. Hopefully it'll be together by tonight. If not, it'll probably be in effect tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday nights. There's going to be parties in there. They had planned one for tonight, but I think that they didn't know how long it was going to take to put the thing together. But folks are down there helping him out. Jay Noon is in the house as well, our Wednesday night co-host. He's going to be putting together Man Camp. So a lot of this stuff isn't really kicking off until, you know, Saturday and Sunday. The weekend on ForkFest tends to be the bigger time at ForkFest. So we're still here in, like, the early portion of this event. You know, it's a decentralized event. There's nobody here that's organizing ForkFest saying, okay, vendors, you need to be here by this time. You need to be, because if you've ever, have you ever done like a vending booth at a county fair or something like that?
Not directly.
So if you've ever set like a booth up at one of these places, they usually give you a list of rules, and they and these aren't the rules by the campground. They're the rules by, say, the Porcupine Freedom Festival or the county fair, whatever it is we're talking about. So they give you a list of the event's rules, and usually one of the rules is you have to have everything set up by like 9 in the morning on day number one.
Yeah, screw that.
And that's understandable because they want to have their event running from the entire time. They want to have everybody who's going to be vending there the whole time. Well, here, there's nobody in charge saying, come here at a certain time. So if one vendor wants to show up on Saturday and set up on Saturday, they can set up on Saturday. If somebody wants to show up on day number one, if somebody wanted to show up a day early before ForkFest started, they could do that. There's nobody here to tell them they can't. There's nobody who's going to kick them out if they show up late, because there's no such thing as showing up late. And we just kind of, you know, let the chips fall where they may and let the market decide, you know, what sort of services are available. If nobody's cooking food, then I guess you got to go into town or bring your own. But luckily we are seeing more people cooking this year. We already have at least one booth set up that I saw earlier today. And that, from what you said, Vincent, is going to be going late into the night tonight, because last year there was no one selling after, like, noon, basically.
Yeah, I'm going there as soon as we finish this.
You hungry?
I'm starving.
Yeah. It's going to be good. I had the biscuits and gravy earlier, so just having one person serving makes a huge difference, and it's going to make a difference on that person's wallet, too, because they're the only one serving, so they get all the business as soon as the word gets around that they exist. And getting the news out that something's happening is relatively easy. You just make a post on the Telegram chat room.
Yeah.
You can make a post on the forum. That's not as busy. The forum's there, but it's not as active as the Telegram chat. You can link over to all those things over at forkfest.party. And if you can't make it up this year, then, you know, mark your calendar generally for the end of June for 2020. We don't know the exact dates because as of right now, ForkFest is still sort of tied to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Like, it came from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but we have it at a time at which is related to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So right now it's happening the 5 days before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a different festival that you have to pay to attend, and there's tickets and all that. And next year it is going to move to afterwards. By the way, the rain has moved in this afternoon. It is coming down now. We've had to bring the tent down a little bit, so it's putting a bit of a dampener on the party here. People are still, you know, to their credit, they're still hanging out outside of the tent in the rain. Jazzy's got the right idea. The studio bee, she's sitting here next to me. She's like, all right, that's enough. She likes hanging out with people, but likes the rain even less. So folks are grabbing their chairs. They're bailing. Hey, thanks for hanging out, guys. Thanks for coming by the campsite. Understandably, we don't have, unfortunately, a lot of tent space. You know, there's maybe room for a couple of chairs. If you want to stay here, you're welcome to. Grab a chair, set it up, hop on the bench, whatever. We do, basically, for listeners that don't know, you know, we've got like a 10x10 tent here. It's covered, thank goodness, this year, because if it weren't covered right now, there would be drips coming down on this equipment, and we'd have to just...
Yeah, we can't have that.
We'd have to stop. So that's the nice thing, is we can actually broadcast from the middle of a rainstorm. Now, one thing we don't have is we don't have the sides. So, like, these tents, they sell, the Easy Up brand, they sell sides to the tents that you can kind of hang up and then have total protection from wind and rain coming in from that particular side. We do have some tarps, so if necessary, we can always hang a tarp and kind of cut down on the rain that's, like, coming in from the side. But right now, it doesn't seem to be coming in at too bad of an angle. I see your purse there on the edge of the table. We got a picnic table underneath here, and it doesn't seem like it's getting wet right now, Aria. And looks like we're safe over here on this side. So we're good to go. If we were just starting our broadcast, we could do a full show like we did yesterday in the rain the entire time. But luckily, we're almost done with this particular episode of Free Talk Live. And then we get to hang out for the rest of the night, which is one of the things I love to do here now. In the old days, when we were... Ooh, yeah, it is now actually coming in pretty good. In fact, if you want, Aria, there is a... there's a tarp in that bin right next to you. If you want to grab that tarp out and then just sort of hang it up on, if you can, I'd appreciate it. And luckily we do have some wonderful listeners that are here and able to help us out. Just to, you know, kind of stuff it in there or whatever. We can tie it down if necessary after the fact. If it's even possible. It may not even be possible. So these are the adventures of being here on a campground and dealing with completely, completely unpredictable weather. Well, Vincent, here you are on day number two. What do you have to say? Any observations?
Yeah, it's a momentum, right? There's been more people here today than there was yesterday.
This is true. Have you met new people?
Have I met? Oh yeah, definitely. Yep, became acquainted with new people. Yes.
Anything else you want to say?
No, not...
You seem pretty burned out. You've been up all day. You've been up since 5 in the morning.
It was rough getting used to, most people are used to, like, sleeping on a level surface, right, a mattress. Me,
yeah.
I set up my tent on a hill so, you know, the water will drip down. So it's difficult sleeping. Like, you feel like you're upside down, but you're not. It's very discombobulating.
I love being here. I love the people. I love the location. The view is incredible. Woke up this morning, could see the mountains of the White Mountains, and they almost always have, like, you know, misty clouds kind of hovering over the tops of them. The temperature, of course, is dropping now that we've got The rain coming in here, but the day so far, and it's, by the way, right now when we're recording this, it's about 3:30 in the afternoon here at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire. Up until now, it's been sunny. It's been nice out all day long, and this may be a temporary rainstorm, so like probably as soon as we finish recording the segment, it'll stop, but you never know. You really don't. It's part of the fun of being up here. And, you know, bring some warm clothes if you think, oh, it's summertime. No, it's still springtime. It still can be a little bit cold, especially in northern New Hampshire. If you're planning on coming up, you're definitely going to want to have a raincoat. Because if you've got a hoodie and it's raining, it's going to get wet. So you probably want to have a raincoat or something like that and some warm clothes. Bring some shoes and socks. I like being in sandals, but if it's, you know, if you're going to be walking through cold water and all that. So do the necessary precautions or you're going to end up driving around town trying to buy some stuff that you didn't have before. So let's see. What else do you need to know? Oh, forkfest.party is the website. That's where you can go. We've got more stuff to talk about. We've got more people to talk to. We're definitely going to get the boys from AnyPay in here at some point. I don't know who else we're going to have in. You know, we just kind of wing it. There's not any special fancy, you know, guest speakers. This isn't like Freedom Fest, which we're going to in July with all the big name speakers with, you know, Penn Jillette and John Stossel is going to be there and Glenn Beck, you know, all these.
A bunch of has-beens so far. I mean,
John Stossel's not a has-been. What are you talking about?
I know. What's he been doing recently? I haven't heard him.
He's like on the internet. He's got his own show.
I'm on the internet.
Yeah, I know.
And Mark's on the internet.
He's probably got a lot more viewers than you and I combined, I would guess. He's on Reason.tv.
You know, oh, yeah. So, gee, Fox to Reason. Oh.
Well, actually, he was on ABC's 2020 way back in the day.
Oh, yeah, ABC. Then Fox is a step up from ABC.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think Fox has more viewers than ABC 2020?
I mean, I don't know exactly about ABC 2020. I'm just in regards to, like, today, you know, right, regarding viewers, CNN, MSNBC is being beaten by Fox, which, you know, is pretty sad to say because, or at least the late-night programs, because, you know, Fox's demographic is literally dying, right? You know, the average...
That's true. Well, that's like, true of all television. In fact, I have a news story in my show prep that there's a cable company, I think it was in Montana, relatively small, you know, small-town cable company, but they are now turning off cable TV services. They are only going to offer internet and phone services at this cable company, and I think that's a sign of things to come. I think you're going to see more cable companies just deciding to call it quits on offering television service. It's just going to be not worth doing anymore. Anyway, we think this is worth doing, so we're going to do more all weekend long. Join us for more ForkFest coverage here from ForkFest 2019. Go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event. This is Free Talk Live, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8255. 8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.